Good afternoon, it's Grzegorz Litinski, calling from KBC Securities in Warsaw. I have the question regarding planned increase in promotional spending 2006. There has been an interview published on the internet today saying that promotional spending would be increased by 30%. Could you comment? Could you please comment on this and where this spending could be specifically focused? Thank you.
Okay, this is becoming my nightmare. This question. Early in the year, when it was clear that there will be a new entrant in the market, we said that. As a company, we are prepared to increase promotional spending to fend off the competitor. There was, a misunderstanding after our the conference with analysts in February, where this comment was taken to be understood that we were willing to spend our entire cash position on promotion. Our cash position is well in excess of 200 million to 290 at this point. So we went back to the market to explain that this would have been pretty silly because there's something called diminishing returns on advertising spending. And I have repeatedly discussed two points. Point one is that we are not capping that increase, because we need to be responsive to the market, and right now it's pretty unpredictable and uncertain. And I also made another point, which was to give sort of a range of magnitude of what, in my opinion, made sense. And to kind of nail this range, I talked about, maybe 20%, maybe 30%, but just to explain that we are not talking about 200 million, something closer maybe to 20 or 30 million increase. And my message is still the same. We have not capped the increase. We will be responsive to the market. But no, we are not going to spend 200 million in increased marketing spending on Gazeta. We will be sensible.
Okay, so the promotional spending budget is still flexible, and there is no fixed amount to this.
Absolutely right.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Good afternoon. It's Guy Czartoryski here from HSBC. One question. What's all this nonsense we read in the local press about Agora looking for a new CEO? Can you kindly deny that?
Hi, Guy. I don't think I need to tell you that every sensible company in the world prepares well in advance orderly process of succession, because time and tide waits for no man or woman. We have talked, the president of our supervisory board and I have been talking about this to the capital market for 2 years now, about the fact that the company is aware of the fact that time and tide, etc., and that it has instituted, and the supervisory board has formed a suitable committee, and that this is will happen in an orderly fashion over some period of years.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is Sanjay King of KNG. I got two questions. One is about the growth in advertising in Gazeta in the first quarter, which was just above 10%. I'm just wondering how much of that was price-driven and how much of that was volume-driven or the market share-driven. And secondly, I'm just wondering, since the introduction of Dziennik to the market, what is your estimate of potential market share for daily advertising that Dziennik could capture in 2007 in its first full year of being on the market? I mean, the fact captured 5% last year, but obviously at the much higher copy sales, What do you think we should be assuming for GenNIC in years to come? I know it's, you know, pretty early after the launch, but any guidance is better than no guidance.
Okay, let me take it in turn. The first question, whether it's price or volume, it is largely volume. Now, Gazeta did better than the market. And as we have told you after the fourth quarter results, our rate increases were very small, on the average about 3%. So that's rate, not yield, mind you. And so basically this is volume-driven growth. Now, in terms of the second question, I know that some guidance is better than no guidance, but I am very sorry, but I cannot give you any guidance, and I will explain why. Number one, as you have correctly said, it depends on the 12-month track record. We have no idea what the 12-month circulation levels of GenNIC will be. These first weeks are not predictive. We need to see the trends, that if the trends are declining or steady, etc., etc. Number two, and perhaps even more importantly, what we need to watch, because something happened on the way to the bank, that is, after the price decreases of newspapers, what we are seeing now is perhaps an expansion of the total sales of newspapers, right? Gazeta sales grew, while GenNIC is also selling some thousands of copies, right? Now, we don't know if this growth comes from new readers or whether it comes from increased co-readership. And that augurs very differently for advertising sales, because if it's increased market, it's one thing, but if it's co-readership, in other words, if GenNIC readers buy GenNIC as the second newspaper to Gazeta, then that's a very different story they have to sell to advertisers. And that's my comment, and it's not clear who they're competing with.
That's fair enough. Thank you. I just have one additional question on something completely different. What is the current CapEx plan for Agora for 06 in terms of millions of zlotys?
Total plan is about 45 million. We are running mostly at replacement CapEx plus some investment in AMS.
That's all tangible assets with no acquisition.
That's CapEx. That's, you were asking about CapEx, and I'm giving you a CapEx answer.
Yeah, thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Małgorzata Sligowska from UBS. I understand that it's very early in terms of the new competitive situation on the market. However, based on the current information that you have, do you think that you would be able to increase the copy price of Gazeta back to the previous level? And if yes, under what circumstances? That's my first question. And the second question is, advertising in the outdoor sector, you said it grew by about 12% during the quarter, but AMS actually saw a decline in advertising revenue. Was there a reason for that? Was there like one-off, if you like, impact? And should we be expecting continuation of this trend going forward? I apologize if you addressed the first question already. I missed the first few minutes of the call.
That's right. We can always go over it again. In terms of increasing the cover price, 2 points on that. Point number one, we can't predict that right now. First of all, we don't know if we will be in the position or not to increase the cover price. Obviously, if we vanquish the opposition, we might be in a position, but it's too early to even speculate about it. The second question will be really at that point if it makes sense. When we lowered the cover price, we went to the market with the warning that the decrease may impact revenues, negatively impact in a material way, revenues from copy sales. But there are certain level of sales increases which totally ameliorate that effect. And if you take a look at our revenue structure in Gazeta, consider 25% of revenues come from circulation, 75% from advertising. You know, just to speculate about the future, if the market is price sensitive, it might make sense to us to keep the price as it is, have very high circulation, and make it up on volume, so to speak, and this time I mean advertising volume. So all in all, it's too early to speculate, but first we have to be in a position to think about copy price changes, and that depends on the competitive situation. And secondly, we will at that point, if it ever occurs, have to decide whether it makes sense or not. With respect to second question on AMS, as we explained, in the big national campaigns usually take place in the second and third quarter, and we have a national network. So basically, there was a negative impact on AMS in the first quarter of sort of tendency this year to more localized campaigns. And we're not concerned about this. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you very much. And can I just follow up with one more question, maybe? Could you please let us know how much Novagen actually contributed to revenues, if you can disclose that information? I mean, I can estimate it, but if you could disclose it, that would be great.
I can't do this offhand. I think, and I don't mean to push work back on you, but I think that if you look at our MD&A, you can actually estimate this. I just can't do it right now because I would have to sit down with a calculator.
Okay, thank you. But about 9-10 million is the route, right?
I literally I'm not hiding facts from you. I don't have that figure at my fingertips. But if you look at the chart, in our MD&A, Roman 4, the first chart there. It breaks down newspaper segment revenues into Gazeta and others, and you can pretty much, you know, that's a, really a split between Metro and Nowy Dzień.
Okay, thank you.
This is Tomasz Borzowski at CIB. I have three questions. One is follow-up questions on still the same topic, which is actually level is confusing a bit to us, i.e. the level of promotional spending, because what we operate is the growth of 20-30%. However, I just wanted to once again to confirm what is the base of this growth, whether this should refer to, as previously indicated, I understand, to the level of growth in newspaper segment or for the total company, because when we assume 30% growth for the total company, actually we are arriving at levels above 200 million zlotys. And then when we assume 30% growth over total newspaper segment, then it's almost 180 million.
It refers to increase of marketing expense of Gazeta.
Of Gazeta. So then once again to confirm, we understand this was at the level of around 70 million zlotys last
right.
year. I.e. we should arrive at around 90 for this year, adding perhaps around 30 to 40 for books, then we will be at the level of 125. Is that correct?
I can't tell you about books because it really depends on the projects, but I can tell you about the Gazeta.
We are closer to 125 than 150 in these calculations, or I should take into account some other promotional spending in other segments which could be more significant than implied by first quarter results.
I can't tell you that. I mean, because okay. I don't know what will be the, you know. But I also want to remind you one more time that we have not created a capped budget. This is to give you a range of magnitude and not a commitment. Please.
So maybe I'll ask from a different angle. Whether looking at the figure from last year, which of course included huge expenses for the new day of 158. Shall we assume that promotional spending will increase year on year for the total company, i.e. will be higher than 158 or lower than 158?
I can't answer that question. I have no idea.
So that's right why now. We are a bit confused here. And
because we look at it, every discussion we had with the market had to do with a potential increase of marketing expense of Gazeta in the face of competition. Now,
okay.
If we run a whole bunch of new collections, clearly there will be promotional expense increase, which will be offset by profits from that business. You know, if we have a new project which we push into the market, there might be promotional increase from that. I can't predict this. I don't know what we're going to do in November.
Okay, fair enough. My next question is whether you could provide us perhaps with a bit more detailed breakdown of how exactly was the provisions for new day booked in the first quarter, how much of that was included in the employee expenses and how much in promotional, because we see and my question is basically we see a very big increase also of employee expenses, and what level of growth should we assume for the whole year here?
I covered this the payroll expense grew by 5.7 million, excluding Novigin and excluding non-cash. And that reflects two factors, an accounting factor, which is full method consolidation of many more radio stations, and some real salary increases.
Sorry, I missed that. Okay, thank you. And my final question is regarding radio stations, whether we should assume, and I believe this was your earlier guidance, that the radio stations will be EBITDA break even for the whole year.
The local radio stations, yes. Yeah. That was our guidance.
So basically this loss of close to 3 million should be then offset by profits on EBITDA level going forward throughout the year.
Yeah. First of all, you have to remember, when we talk about local stations, we talk X Talk FM. And that's how we break it up in our MD&A. So that's number one factor. So when we talk about break even, we talk for local stations and not for the whole radio business, because Talk is operating in the red. And secondly, just to remind you, the first quarter reflects investment in Roxy, both marketing push for the new format and startup costs of two radio stations.
Okay. That's it on my side, and well, I'll just only want to say that we are a bit impressed by the growth in the advertising Gazeta Wyborcza, and congratulations on regaining market share here.
Thank you very much. We are extremely pleased and very satisfied with that result, because it bears out what we have been trying to tell you throughout, that is that we have been through competitive situations in the past, and know how to execute well on a competitive strategy, and are prepared to take necessary steps, even rough steps like the lowering of price, to show competition where it gets off.
Okay, thank you.
Just one comment, Mr. Kingavka. I'm going to ask you, let you ask your question in a second. I just wanted to say that I have to leave Kachev plane. I will say goodbye to everybody else. I leave you in very good hands. The two other board members here, Piotr Niemczycki and the CFO, Jarek Szaliński, plus the IR staff, and I am sure they can handle all that. And I will say goodbye. Okay, go ahead and ask your question, please.
Yeah, my question is to, you mentioned in your management discussion part that copy sales of Gazeta in April increased to 475,000 copies. And my question would be, how large part of that sales you're now selling at kiosk at one slot in that special sales effort that you started in the first quarter? In terms of percentage of the total copy sales.
You're talking about the subscription that we are having, the
exactly.
offer for the readers. We are not really disclosing this number, but I can tell you that it's something in the range of, let's say, it will be in the range of, let's say, 20%.
I'm sorry, how much?
20% in that range.
Okay, and you planning to continue the subscription on like a regular basis, or is it planned for some defined period of time?
It really depends how the market going to behave, or even how the reader is going to behave, if they will need such a subscription or not. We are just verifying that if we're going to continue or not.
Right, and so far so good, or are you pleased with the result?
Yes, we are pleased with the result, but you have to remember that we started this subscription when the copy price of Gazeta Wyborcza was much higher. So now the difference between zloty 1.5 regular price at the newsstand with one zloty in the subscriptions, that's something that we are verifying if this price is still attractive for the readers.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, thank you.
Hello, it's Guy Czartoryski again from HSBC. A couple of things. We don't get a great deal of breakdown on the profitability of the books projects. By that I mean the books and the DVDs you sell with Gazeta Wyborcza. But I get the impression that this is making a stronger operating margin than it was before. I think I heard you mention the operating margin is 23%. And I'd be interested if you could confirm that or not. And my second question is to do with Gazeta Wyborcza. When you cut the copy price of the newspaper, are you protecting within that the revenues you're giving to the distributors, or are they somehow taking a part of the hit too?
Right now they're taking the part of the hit as well.
Okay.
Now, about the books,
yeah.
Hi, this is Jana. As far as books are concerned, the issue of profitability is as follows. In the first quarter, we started only one collection, and you remember when we started the collection, there is a cost connected with the first issue, which is given away for free.
Okay.
In 2005, as far as I remember, we started 6 or 7 collections, so we had the cost of the first free issue.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.